All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show one of the greatest safeties in NFL history, Brian Dawkins, a Super Bowl champion, and he's here to talk us through his part of Boehringer and Lilly's It Takes Two health initiative about getting tested for kidney disease. Brian, welcome to the show. First and foremost, when you watch the Eagles win a Super Bowl, now that you're retired, how does that feel as a fan with your, you know, your heart still connected to the team? What's that like?
Oh no, it's absolutely joyous, you know, to see that the organization continues to go to the playoffs, not just the playoffs, but the expectation is to not just go to the Super Bowl now, but to win it, right? So I love the culture that has been built there. You know, something that, you know, we way back in the day began to build some of that momentum, and now they've taken it to the next level.
I really like following your career. I was a D2 safety. I'm about 10 years older than you, and I grew up in Oakland, so Jack Tatum was always my guy. And back then, you would just stick your head in and worry about the concussion later. I mean, you had to be able. That's the thing I love about you, because it's not just that you're a linebacker, and it's not like you're a corner. A safety has to be both. And so how did you, if you were playing single high or you were in a cover two, whatever, how did you kind of like deke the quarterback to think, oh, this guy's open, when you really had him the whole time?
That came with confidence. That came over time of recognizing what I could do, and that I have to attribute a lot of that, to be honest with you, with Emmett. You know, Emmett did before he left is he let me see who I was that I did not know was there. So he would always get on me and basically chew me out about making good plays, because great plays is what he said that I should be doing. So from that, once I began, basically, so for a year, I had to go after the vision that he had for me until I recognized what I can do. And then I began to go after visions for myself and what I can do with the confidence. So a lot of that was awoken with Emmett. And then Jim Johnson, he got that confident version to go out to do whatever it is he asked me to do. So it's that type of mindset that did not feel I was limited in no way, taking the field, being able to then do exactly what you're talking about.
No, and it's great. And then, you know, you make a Pro Bowl, and then you become a first team All Pro, and then you've raised the bar so high for yourself. So the consistency. And, of course, you got to be lucky with health sometimes, too. But the consistency that you had, and then you have rooks come in, and they're looking up to you. Like, and coaches say, if you want to see how to do it, go watch Dawkins. What was that like then when you kind of became a coach on the field?
And that's basically responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's my responsibility at that point, I believe, to begin to. You know, first of all, even before that happened, I was always wanted to lead from that place of doing and showing, not just talking, but letting my actions speak so loud that you can barely hear what I'm saying. And so that's kind of how I began to lead. And, you know, whoever came into that safety room, the DB room, excuse me, period, like, I would let them know that when we broke up the safeties, like, I will let them know that this is not the average safety around the NFL. In this room, we're expected to be playmakers, game changers. We don't do ordinary stuff. We do extraordinary things, right? So that was the mindset that I had, and I was trying to pass that on to guys, you know, Q and those other guys who were coming behind me.
Very cool. All right, let's talk about Boehringer and Lilly's It Takes Two health initiative. Why is it important to you on a personal level to spread awareness for getting tested for kidney disease, Brian?
You know, one of the things that I did as an athlete that is very important is I was very proactive when it came to the things for my health, right? The things that I allowed myself to do to get involved with, I was very proactive. Those things that I can control, I'm going to control as much as I can. And so one of those things is your health aspect. So when I heard about these things, from Beringer and Lilly, and I'm thankful that they allowed me to be a part of this. But when I heard about the two conditions that could potentially take you down the path of developing kidney disease and cardiovascular risk, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. And so the campaign is this. It takes you and your doctor. It takes two tests, a blood test and a urine test, to see if you're going down the path of developing either of those things. And once I found this information out, my parents have these things, so I made sure that they're caregivers and they have this information, that, you know, that they get the test, that they're okay. And because, you know, I'm blessed to have a platform, now I can then talk about this from the platform that I have. And when I said those two conditions, that is high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, if there's someone that came to your mind, it's that person that needs to go to testyourkidneys.com to find out more information so that they can be in the know now. Like there's 35 million adults in the U.S. that have kidney disease, but most of them don't know it, right? Mm-hmm. And so this will put you in the know so that you can go down the path of doing what you and your doctor team up to do to deal with that condition.
That's very important. Once again, testyourkidneys.com. Just one more question for you. When you look around now in the NIL and transfer portal era, you think about your time as a Clemson Tiger, and of course you went to a great school and you were there for several years, but I mean, what would it be like now where you're a sophomore and you're all ACC, and then Alabama says, hey, we'll give you $4 million to come over here? I mean, how do you say no to that? I mean, it's I'm jealous of these kids, but it's also, you know, you might end up playing for three different colleges.
Yeah, and that's the landscape that has been allowed. And that's I put that squarely on the shoulders of the NCAA. Mm-hmm. And they did not put anything in place from the beginning, coming together. It is basically a professional sport, is it not?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so what other professional sport does not have collectively bargained things?
Right.
They don't. And so that's the problem. So you allow this thing to be wild, wild west, and then you expect kids to then be young people, kids, you can call them kids, I'll just call them young people to be, you know, in the like of, hey, like you just mentioned, I'm going to stay at Clemson because, you know, Clemson is here, but it just offered me $4 million. Clemson is only giving me one. Right? And there's no guarantee that I'm going to, you know, make it to the next level. So why would I turn that down? That's the point. So I'm not saying that those things would change, but, you know, they could have come to some type of parameters of how to then have this thing to be done instead of it being just absolute wild, wild west that every year you can put your name in thing and then you can get a bigger deal if possible.
Yeah, at some point there'll have to be some regulation. It's just not right now. All right, we've been speaking with the Super Bowl champ, Brian Dawkins, Beringer and Lilly's It Takes Two Health Initiative. Once again, testyourkidneys.com. Brian, great stuff and good talking ball with you. Thanks for coming on again, my man.
Absolutely. God bless, brother.